Cultivating an Aura of Innocence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All of a sudden, the war on terrorism seems to be stepping up. There was a raid on a mosque in Albany to break up a plot to buy shoulder-fired missiles. In Britain, 12 men were arrested and held on suspicion of hatching some other terrorist plot. And all over America, the discussion continues about the latest Orange Alert, which was prompted by the discovery in Pakistan of detailed descriptions of American office buildings. One thing interesting about these developments, they have nothing to do with Iraq, which means we have those Iraqi terrorists tied down, or that there never were any. But that's another discussion. In the meantime, in trying to figure out what it all means, I figure this is probably a good time not to look too curious. We're told that Al-Qaeda operatives were compiling very detailed descriptions of large buildings. They noted traffic patterns, entrances, exits, even the color of the walls. And the English in the documents was so good, the experts think an American may have helped. So the profile here is English-speaking people who appeared to be a little too curious. And that could be you, or even me. In Seattle last month, a student who was on a college photography assignment snapping pictures of the government locks found himself facing a group of officers dressed in black, one flashing a Homeland Security badge, who marched up and demanded ID. It happened to him twice. I know we all feel innocent when we're doing something like lingering on a street corner or snapping a picture of a landmark. All I'm saying is, in times like these, you also need to look really innocent. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.